1-300-736-736 0433-98-11-16 to cast your snap judgments. Travis in Ballarat, very disappointed Dogs fan here. Brad Johnson was right. We needed to belt Geelong off the park, but yet again we failed. At the start of the year, I felt top four was a certainty, but it looks as though we will just scrape into the eight if we are lucky, as usual. Jim's in Doncaster. Welcome to you, Jim.
G'day, Jared. How are you, mate?
I'm well, thank you.
Look, sometimes things are inextricably linked, you know, and one of those things is the Trent Crotch and Jack Riewoldt conversation. And I find it a bit unfair to Jack because I think, you know, Trent's been serviceable and probably his time's up. But he's a mid and Jack's a key position and we've had no Tom Lynch. And I don't know about you, mate, but I think he's been pretty bloody good. And if he wanted to go on, I reckon there's a spot for him. I'm not sure what your opinion is, but I think there's he's still got his leap, he's still got his smarts, he's still got his competitiveness, and they don't grow on trees, Keith Ford. So, you know, I reckon he's good for another year, if not two, but definitely another year.
His smarts were so critical, Jim. The two handballs that he gave, the one that set things up at the end, as well as his five goals. He'd had a few weeks where, and he told the story against himself as he thought Damien Hardwick was ringing to tap him on the shoulder and tell him it was time. So he's had his moments. He was good early, had a slump, showed his class there yesterday. I feel like he's given every indication that this is his last year. It probably is the right time to go. And if he's got a half a dozen of those left in him on the way out, he'll leave with his head held high. He will anyway. He will anyway. He was such an influential part of yesterday. Snap judgment. So not just footy either. I've got a couple in a few different directions. Snap judgments for snap fitness. Snap fitness for the feeling. How to frame this respectfully? If ever you wanted to understand how selfish a game cricket is, an individual sport that's played in a team environment, I give you Dave Warner's declaration that he wants an SCG farewell in January. He's a year too late on choosing his own moment.
My final test series. Well, it's pending on what you guys write and if the selectors pick me. You've got to score runs. I've always said that the World Cup would probably be my final game. But I think, you know, I probably owe it to myself and my family. You know, if I can score runs here, continue to play back in Australia, I can definitely say I won't be playing that West Indies series. So I think if I get through this and I can make the Pakistan series, I'll definitely finish up then.
It's a rich tradition in cricket that players think they own their position in the team regardless of form or competition. And Warner's declaration, it has the inevitable effect of ratcheting up the pressure on selectors. If they drop him at any point now, they're ending the career of an all-time great. And I do think this threatens to be the source of tension throughout the Ashes. So goodness, he would want to be making runs in England. And a reminder, just a reminder of what Australia is up against. The Baz Ballers, what they did on Friday night, we were calling the footy and I'm half distracted, 524 from 83 overs. It was just incredible. No one's ever played Test cricket like it. You watch it and think, why did no one think to play Test cricket like this? And I think there's an arrogance that to go, well, it won't work against Australia. It's worked against everybody else so far and in all sorts of conditions. And back home, my goodness, what they did to Ireland was something else. And is it possible in this city we were more aware of Ange Postecoglou's successful quest to complete the Scottish treble than we were the A-League grand final? Perhaps better that way, as it turned out. How did the best team of the season, Melbourne City, get humiliated 6-1 in the grand final? There's a whole bunch of us who are about to become Tottenham Hotspurs fans, I suspect. And as for the Celtic faithful, well, they're going to be as heartbroken as we've ever seen if Ange leaves in the coming days. So a few of your snap judgments to marry up with mine. Richard is in Camberwell. Hello to you, Richard.
Morning, Jared. As always, you sum it up perfectly. The reaction of David Warner when he got that double century in Melbourne just summed up exactly what he thought about it all. Completely individual. I'm happy Stuart Broad goes straight through him in the first test matches, and that's it for Warner's career. One final thing also, as a raging Arsenal supporter, I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do about Ange. I might have 1% Tottenham Hotspur and the balance Arsenal.
So we've had the odd Rangers fan who's texted through across these couple of years while Ange has been doing his thing with Celtic and how challenging it's been for them. But knowing how many of us already have EPL teams to have Ange lob there, and the quest that he's taken us all on with his deeds around the world. Yes, it might be very challenging, Richard. I look forward to sharing that journey with you. Tony's in Belfield. Tony, have you got a snap judgment?
I have got one. Just before I do that, I think English cricket fans need to remember that when you're playing against, you know, countries, people like Jason Gillespie can score double centuries. But anyway, I'd just like to talk, even nobody else has. Geelong are about 4 or 5 goal better side when Gary Rowan's in, whether he gets 10 possessions or 2. What he does with his small effort is probably the difference with Geelong at the moment.
So, yeah, you thought his inclusion was as profound as anything else?
I did, and just watching him, and you know, he's copped a lot of flack over the years for not getting a lot of possessions and kicking a lot of goals, but I tell you what, every contest he goes to, he makes a difference.
Tony, canny judgment. Well done. Jared, Australia would have scored 700 off 83 overs against Ireland. What a joke of an opponent. Yowie and Aspendale, nope. I'm not having that. I watched the previous Ireland-England test match at Lords. No, they're playing in a way completely removed from how anyone's ever played test cricket before. And if we're just holding the arrogance that it won't work against Australia, I think we're in for an abrupt winter, an abrupt time. Brendan is in Glen Huntly. Hello to you, Brendan.
Hey, Jared, how you going?
I'm well, thank you.
I'm guessing you get asked how you are a lot of the time.
I'm happy anyway, to answer, just, Brendan. It shows you care. Good man.
Exactly. Just David Warner. He's basically said when he's going to retire. Mentally, you know, it sort of tells you that you're pretty much done. What's the point on the Australian selectors continuing to play him when they could put a fresh face or someone that's going to, you know, continue on and go a lot longer in the test arena?
If ever there was a moment in the coming summer to move to the next, that would be it, is once we get to the end of these grand missions. But he wants the SCG farewell. He could have had the SCG farewell and being chaired off on shoulders earlier this year, after the double century at the MCG. He opted against that, so he could have controlled his own fate, but he chose not to. That's the belligerent figure that he is, and part of me admires that, but he has now ratcheted up the pressure on selectors. If they have to make the call, they'll need to make the call. It's not about Warner and a victory lap. It's about winning the Ashes against a formidable opponent in conditions where he hasn't been successful in recent times. 769 has sent through. Please discuss mine, Jared. Just they come through so rapidly, they're hard to grasp on the way through. Send them through. Snap judgments. Andrew, you're next. 1-300-736-736. Our snap judgments on Monday mornings for Snap Fitness. Snap Fitness has you covered. Visit your local Snap Fitness to find out more. snapfitness.com.au.
Now, back to Waitley.
Great set of snap judgments coming through. 0433-98-11-16-40. Winks, temper a mattress like no other. Snap judgment. Marlian Pickett is cooler than the Fonz. Always has so much time. That's from Daz. Get the popcorn out. A new wizard has emerged at Arden Street. Wardlaw to wow for years to come. That's Toot from Stirling Gardens. Suns look great Saturday night. Great to watch score quickly. Tony from Shepparton. Brett Ratten should be number one on Richmond's boards. Most underrated coach in the AFL the last 10 years. Is it possible to be an underrated future Hall of Famer? Luke Bruce. That's from Beetle. Errol's text through. Bulldogs won every stat and had more scoring shots. Lose by 4 goals. Bevo and coaching plan. Please explain. And P.S. Well done, Ange. The Scots are building a wall to keep the English Raiders out. George Warlaw has galvanised the North faithful. Broad will end Warner's career. He has no right to say when he will last play for Australia. The test team is bigger than one man. That's from Noz. The biggest snap judgment of where Carlton is at is that with all the resignation about Richmond's failed season, their missing players, the departure of Dimmer and ageing Warriors, somehow, after this round, they sit higher than Carlton on the table. Who does that say more about? Nathan's in Wellington in New Zealand. Nathan, welcome.
G'day, Jared. Look, I'm a Collingwood supporter and have been for the all of my 45 years on this earth. And I agree that, you know, in the current environment, he's bumped, concussion and all of that. He will take his whack and he'll probably get 3 or so weeks for it. But the thing I think I find, I'm not offended by it, but it's over the top, is this narrative that Kane has been spreading, that it's some type of weak act perpetrated on a defenseless, ill-prepared young person coming into the game. Like, you are still allowed to bump, and although this was poorly executed and probably a poor decision on Degoe's part, so it's not a weak act. It's not gas behind the play. It's not Barry Hall whacking someone down in the forward line. And I think that Kane's perception or that this is going to somehow derail his season or derail Collingwood's season is just over the top. It's ridiculous.
It's your snap judgment to sit against Kane's snap judgment, Nathan. You've made your case well. I have a leaning towards your side of things. Andrew's in Nidri. Welcome, Andrew.
Oh, good morning. My snap judgment is if you're a North supporter, get on board.
Yes.
They are going to be a very good side, if not cause a lot of trouble for other sides this year. And Essendon, well, there's no limit on us. I think... there's about 11 players to come back into the side or vie for a position after the bye. And I don't know where we'll finish up. It could be very interesting. The only thing I've got to say about Essendon, can we find a centre-half back with a bit of muscle? A bit of oomph, yeah. Is there someone out there who would like to play for Essendon next year? Please come on board. who's 6'6" and... a brick house, type person. Yep. And we just like that. And I think that's going to cost us. At the end of the day, that's going to cost us.
These are good wins in close games. And who's to say where it leads? Good on you, Andrew. Nice to hear the optimism in your voice as well. Colin's in Sydney. Welcome, Colin.
How you going? Everyone says, how you going? You're a national treasure, Jerry. with the Formula One results last night, it's just looking like McLaren doesn't have a car that's faster than Daniel Ricciardo.
Yes, yeah. So Piastri 13th.
Yeah, and 17th Lando.
Oh, that's good that Piastri's beaten Norris. No, it owes a bit to McLaren, doesn't it, Colin? I think that's a pretty fair snap judgment. Good on you. Thanks for casting it. Gary's in Lara. Gary, who are you going for?
Good morning, Gerard. You made a very, very good point about Warner nominating his on-field departure date. I mean, really, these self-indulgent, overpaid cricketers want to have a long, hard look at themselves. It is and always has only ever been about him. And you may wonder why cricket is not as interesting as it used to be. Well, therein lies the answer, with comments like Warner, what he's come up with. We've had enough of it, I think.
Gary, he would want to make runs. He would want to make runs. In this environment, if he turns in his numbers from his previous tour of England, I can only imagine what the backlash is. Australia is wedded to him, it would seem, for certainly the World Test Championship, which I have no issue with, but the first two Ashes tests, he would want to make runs. Rod's in Listerfield. Hello to you, Rod.
Morning, Jared. How are you?
I'm well.
Mate, thanks for having me on your show. I'm a passionate Carlton supporter, and I think there's a bit of a overreaction to Carlton. We've got a relatively new coach who's trying new things. We know we've got a talented list. We have got injuries. I think they've got confidence problems, Jared, with the way they're playing. And it's like anything, when something bad happens, it probably gets worse before it gets better. But let's not throw the baby out of the bathwater. Carlton are a great club with a very talented footy team, a great supporter base. There's a lot to work with, Jared. I just think it hasn't clicked yet, but I think give it time. They should work out what's going wrong and they'll get there. I'm very positive about Carlton.
Good to hear. That's a good snap judgment, Rod, against the pessimism that we've experienced. And it feels a bit like the concession that might be there now. They're just not good enough for the time being. What they amount to and what you do about that in the long term, I think that becomes such a fascinating part of the conversation from here. Here's a few more. So there's plenty in the anti-Warner camp, which is balanced out with Davey deserves our support, not for people to shoot him down. Louis, also an Arsenal supporter, and yes, Ange to Spurs will be challenging to say the least. Brody Majacek, most consistent big forward this year after 12 games, but the media keep ignoring his efforts. You must be selected media ignoring his efforts. Jam from the Gold Coast is, you're not the only one who sees him. There's plenty of us who do. Essendon will play Carlton back into form. Happens every year. Kurnow will kick 5 to 6 goals. Nothing surer. Anthony, Melbourne City failed dismally. I'm a day one Heart supporter. Very disappointed. And I'll save that one until after the news with Vanessa. Vanessa, thank you. Last of our snap judgments. Snap judgments, Nick Martin. That's it. With exclamation marks. Good morning, one very happy Central Coast resident here, Jared. Went to the grand final with my family and friends. It was an amazing experience and incredible win. My boy plays in the Mariners Academy and was so inspired to see a battling team win the greatest prize. Can't wait for the next grand final in Sydney. That's Wicko from the Central Coast. Interesting to note, Jared, Foo Fighters have announced their Aussie tour in the past 24 hours, playing every state except Tassie. That's Mozza from Cobden. Jared, you can now add Cody Waitman to the shush the crowd and then get rolled club. That's Jody from Yarra Junction. And last one, I was tossing up whether to put this in my snap judgments or not. Snap judgment, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse is the greatest animated film of all time. What I'll say, there are beautiful moments in life as a parent where you move from having to explain the world to your son in everything that you've shown him and watched together to where he explains it all to you across the duration of a 2-hour movie. It was enlightening, shall I say, but it was a beautiful experience as he explained all the intricacies of the Spider-Man universe to me across a 2-hour period of time. That's our snap judgments for the morning.